an unshakable kingdom. That verse from Hebrews. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful. And so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. In 1773, an amazing discovery was made in the Central American jungle. Ruins of temples, houses, cities, remains of a mighty civilization were found there, just in the jungle, overgrown. All that remained of a once mighty empire, the Mayan Empire. From 2600 BC until 900 AD, it flourished. And yet, all that's left now is this ruin in the jungle. What happened? Similarly, in southern Peru, an ancient city of the Inca Empire. The Inca civilization, based in southern Peru, lasted up to about 1200 AD. The Incas, they mastered architecture, road building, astronomy. They were noted for their code of law, an advanced system of government. Yet the Inca Empire met its demise in 1500 AD. Just a ruin left there. What happened to that great civilization? Why did it just disappear? Then, of course, going back further in history, Babylon. In its day, it was a very powerful nation, as we read in the Old Testament, conquering kingdoms. Babylon itself was a beautiful city. It had the famous Hanging Gardens, one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. Proud city, beautiful city. King Nebuchadnezzar eventually invaded Judah, as we know, and left Jerusalem in ruins. Took the people into exile. But Babylon is no more. It's just a ruin. That once powerful civilization has crumbled into dust, as it were. Now, Saddam Hussein tried to rebuild it, didn't he? But although he started it, it would never become what it was. He thought he was Nebuchadnezzar's son, that's what he said. But Babylon as a political power no longer exists, does it? Now, what about the Roman Empire then? In the early years of the Christian era, the Roman Empire spread throughout Europe, Asia, came as far as Britain, very powerful, seemed irresistible, and yet eventually it just collapsed. It's no more. Same could be said of Hitler's Third Reich. Hitler was very powerful back in the early 20th century. He started sweeping through Europe, conquering nation after nation. He had this vision of a huge, massive empire. He seemed invincible. And yet, that's no more. The Third Reich is gone. Hitler is no more. It seemed like conquering Europe, but it's gone. Then, of course, Berlin Wall. From 1961 to 1989, that wall separated the communist bloc from the free world. And people dreamed of a day when it would fall. Didn't seem possible, did it? The Soviet bloc seemed so strong and powerful. How could this wall fall down? How could the people be free? And yet, it happened. On that photo, you'll see there's some prophetic words there. The wall will fall, it says. And it did, didn't it? Remember, I expect most of you are old enough to remember, aren't we, what happened in 1989. People tearing the wall down, pulling bits off and bursting through. That's a Soviet empire collapse. So, of course, we know that Putin's trying to rebuild, isn't he? Trying to rebuild Russia into a huge power. He won't succeed, of course, not in the long term. No human empire succeeds in the long term. They will all fall, every one of them. They're founded on sand, aren't they? Like the Berlin Wall, like Babylon, like the Incas, like the Mayans, Roman Empire, they will all fall, they'll all disappear. So human empires and political systems seem invincible in their day, don't they? And eventually they collapse and fade away. Islam may seem powerful today to us, in many parts of the world, but it won't succeed in the long term. Islam will fall, will crumble away. It won't last. Now, Christians are promised that we belong to an unshakable kingdom that nothing can overcome or destroy. An unshakable kingdom. And notice what it says. It's in the present tense. We're receiving it. Not we've received it. We're receiving an unshakable kingdom. It's still ongoing. It's still being built, this unshakable kingdom. We're part of it now as Christians, but we're still receiving it. It's not complete yet. But that's the ultimate security, isn't it? People crave security these days. They think they'll find it with a big bank balance, maybe, or a good job. All kinds of things they seek security in, but there's no real security, lasting security, only in Jesus and faith in him. In God's kingdom will outlast every kingdom, will ultimately triumph over all. That's the ultimate security. Now, the writer to Hebrews was reflecting on what happened in the Old Testament in Moses' time, wasn't he? When Moses was on Mount Sinai, receiving the commandments. And there was this sort of fear there, the mountain flaming with fire. God was there in his holiness. And it was a sense of awe. But Hebrews writer said, you have not come to a mountain that can be touched and that is burning with fire, to darkness, gloom and storm. But he goes on, but you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, heavenly Jerusalem. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels, joyful assembly, to the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven. So that's the contrast, the old covenant, the fear, and the new covenant, the security that we face, that we find. So the writer of Hebrews is contrasting the old covenant to the new covenant that we have through Christ. You have come, he said, you have come to Mount Zion, and you are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. What a privilege to be members of the new covenant. What a privilege to be able to say we're part of this unshakable kingdom. Nothing can destroy. What a wonderful blessing that is. But a warning to us too. At that time his voice shook the earth, but now he has promised, once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. The words once more indicate the removing of what can be shaken, that has created things, so that what cannot be shaken may remain. Lots of shaking in the world today, isn't there? Lots of things have been shaken. People's security has been shaken. The things they depended upon are falling away. Shaking is going on in the world today. And God is shaking the world, I believe, too. Perhaps trying to shake sense into us, I don't know. But God is shaking the world. And people are feeling this shaking. But the things that cannot be shaken will remain. God's kingdom, our salvation, cannot be shaken. They will remain. So are we ready for what life may bring? Life does bring us painful experiences. We're not immune from it. Life does bring shaking to us. The question is, can we endure this shaking? Do we have a foundation that will help us through to survive whatever life throws at us? We had that parable just now, didn't we? The house on the rock, the house on the sand. Quite simple in a sense, isn't it? If you don't have a foundation, the house will fall down when the storm comes. Well, we've built our house, we dug out huge trenches, you know, and poured concrete in, depth of concrete all the way around, and built the wall on the concrete, foundation. As you see in the next picture here, foundations are important. Now, the house on the sand may have looked fine when the weather was good, when it was all dry, but when the storms came, when the wind and rain beat upon it, that was the test, wasn't it? That was when the walls started to crack. The foundations weren't there, in fact. The walls started to crumble, and it fell down. And we read that it fell with a great crash, a great splash. We used to sing a song in Sunday school, didn't we? But the rain came tumbling down, the floods came up, the rain came down, and the house on the rock fell down. So that parable of Jesus saying, take note of what I say, believe my word, build your life upon my word, then whatever happens to you, you'll still be able to survive. You'll still be standing. You'll still be firm. But just ignore my word, and when trouble comes to you, then you won't have any foundation. It will fall away. So we will have shaking in our lives. We'll have different experiences will happen to us. It's how we cope with them that matters. What kind of foundation we have. What happens when life batters us, as it often does, when difficulties and situations come which we feel beyond our control, God can give us the strength to see us through. We won't be protected from the storms, but he will see us through the storms, if we have our foundations on solid ground. So many people in the world today having their foundation shaken, aren't they? Think of the people of Ukraine. And yet, you know, since that war started, the demand for Bibles has grown rapidly. People are asking for Bibles because they want God's word, the foundation. The demand for Bibles has grown because God's word brings hope, brings comfort, doesn't it, to people? People face trauma and loss, and we pray for them daily that they'll have resources to cope, but the resources they need, of course, is a faith in Jesus and God his Father. The faith that will enable them to carry on despite the difficulties. Have we prepared ourselves then for this? What is this unshakable kingdom? What happens when it's our turn to be shaken? How will we cope? Do we have that unshakable faith? Whatever happens to us, God will see us through. Or are we trusting in the material things, this worldly things, our bank balance, all kinds of things like that, which won't see us through in the long term? When the chips are down, material things won't help us. They're powerless and useless, just like the ruins of those ancient kingdoms, those empires, just left in ruins. So foundations matter, don't they? Jesus said, "The time has come. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news." Now that's the way in to this unshakable kingdom. To repent and believe in Jesus, have our sins forgiven, put our faith in him. That's the way in to this eternal kingdom. That foundation that we need. It was cross and resurrection that made that possible for us. And we sometimes think in the Western world, Christianity is declining, isn't it, going downhill? But on a world scale, it's not true. You see, the world population is growing, but the Christian population is growing too. 50,000 people a day, they say, are coming to Christ throughout the world. So that's a lot, isn't it? In China alone, could be 100 million Christians. In Iran, the church is growing fastest than anywhere in the world. That's a Muslim country. People are persecuted, yet it's growing. People face all sorts of difficulties, but they still want that foundation. And this kingdom, of course, is not that evident, maybe, in the world today, but it will reach its full manifestation eventually. And we just have to hold on, if you like. Hold on, hang in there, as they say, for when the time comes, when we see God's kingdom in its fullness. But even today, his kingdom's growing, as I've already said. So this car sticker once, I know the final result, God wins. Now if you knew the result of the cup final the week before, then you'd get rich, wouldn't you? But we do know that the final result of this contest between evil and good, God wins. He's already won through the resurrection. So we know the final result, don't we? Will our Western civilization, I wonder, go the way of Babylon and those ancient civilizations? Will society survive all the pressures we're facing? There's one thing these empires had in common, you know. They all rejected God. It doesn't bode well for our post-Christian society, does it? The writing's on the wall already, isn't it, really, for our society, our modern society, where materialism and secularism is all the rage. And people don't need God or think they don't need God. They've turned away from God and his word. Someone once said, "The highways of history are strewn with the wreckage of nations that forget God." And that's true, isn't it? Our nation has largely forgotten God. And it's going downhill. The psalmist knew where his foundation was. In you, Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, rescue me and deliver me. Turn your ear to me and save me. Be my rock of refuge, to which I can always go. Give the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Yes, he knew where his foundation was, didn't he? Lots in the Psalms about this, isn't there? Another psalm. You have been my hope, sovereign Lord, my confidence since my youth. From birth I have relied on you. He knew where his foundation was, in the Lord. So do we belong to the unshakable kingdom? Can we too live in hope and be ready for life's problems because we have that foundation? Charles Wesley was certain about it, wasn't he? Sorry, that's not the one. That's another psalm. As for me, I will always have hope. I will praise you more and more. But Wesley wrote, his kingdom cannot fail. He rules both earth and heaven. The keys of death and hell are to our Jesus given. His kingdom cannot fail. We can be sure of that. The thing is to be part of that kingdom, isn't it? So that when earthly things fall away, we can still be standing firm. When the storm comes, the winds beat upon us, the rains of trouble and strife rain upon us, we can be firm and secure. We can still be standing through the storm. That's what people are doing in the countries where they're persecuted, aren't they? In fact, Open Doors have these seminars called Standing Through the Storm to help people in these countries to stand firm when they're facing persecution for their faith. Stand through the storm. So with God's help, can we persuade others who are struggling with life's problems to place their foundation in Jesus too, to make him the rock of their salvation? May God help us to have confidence in him, full confidence, whatever life may bring us. It's a challenge. It's not easy to face life's problems, but God will give us the grace to do it. And if we hold that in our mind, always the long-term view, isn't it? That in the end, God will win. He's won already. In the end, his kingdom will triumph. Without a doubt. There's no doubt about it. It will happen. His kingdom will come in the end. So let's put our faith in him so that whatever happens to us, we can be victorious and we can live to face whatever life brings us. One final quote, that famous hymn, The Day Thou Gavest, Lord, Has Ended. John Ellerton wrote, so be it, Lord. Thy throne shall never, like earth's proud empires, pass away. Thy kingdom stands and grows forever till all thy creatures own thy sway. That's our confidence. His kingdom will stand and grow forever. Nothing can defeat it. It will triumph, and in the end, we will be part of that eternal kingdom in his presence forever. May God help us to have that faith in him, here and now. Amen. Our final hymn is number